This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tuesday morning on the radio, this is Doug Steffen. Hi. With Jay Kirzner. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
December the 28th, last Tuesday of the third month of 2023. How accurate is my observation? Wowie zowie. Okay, before we get to this Nashville... And say it again, Doug. Let me try that better. There it is. The Nashville school shooting. How about we acknowledge this rugby player who shocked his girlfriend by faking a leg injury during a match, only to get down on...
Isn't this cute?
It is very cute.
Scare her because she thinks you are in danger and hurting, and break her heart before you fill it with so much love.
Chris Robinson. Corey, he could be a movie or a Broadway producer, right, with his choreography. So he planned this with his teammates, the rugby tackle. His whole team was in on this. And his partner, Amanda Tuckwell, was she was newly trained in first aid, and she thought, wow, this could be serious. I better go out and help him. Right?
They called her over.
Right. And then he rolled over and got onto one knee and pulled out his engagement ring. So he's 30, she's 43. I thought that was interesting, right?
Oh, yeah.
We don't think that about if he was 43 and she was 30, nobody would think anything about it. But because he's 30, she's 43, whoa, she's a cougar.
Still, though, I get once upon a time, but it just seems like it's becoming... socially accepted? I don't know if that's
more.
It's more common.
Let's just say it's more common.
That's better. Thank you.
Right. More common. Anyway, so congratulations to him. She's a primary teacher, school teacher. And anyway, it's a nice combo. Listen, anything that's different like that, more power to him. I'm all for that.
Especially when you can catch somebody off guard. That's cute.
The school, the place in Nashville where the attack took place, the shooter, this is at the Covenant School in Nashville, Tennessee, identified as 28-year-old Audrey Hale, who law enforcement said probably went to the school.
Yeah, they believe that she was a student of the school a few years ago, had just graduated from...
28?
What?
She's 28. When did
she had just graduated from some kind of design school.
Oh.
Like last year.
Yeah. So you were right earlier. You said Hale was assigned female at birth and pointed to a social media account the police did that linked her to the pronouns he and him. So here we go back to this confusion that exists. There's no confusion about what happened. Three children and three adults were shot and killed by this person.
And
I won't call her a woman or a man, just the person.
Well, and apparently there was a second location that was being scouted, but was deemed to be too, quote-unquote, too secure, and decided not to add that to the list.
Look at a picture of this girl, and you see the same face, that angry face that you see on those boys that are... in the same age category that do most of the shooting up. So now we're equal opportunity. Well, I don't know whether we are or not, because I don't know whether this is a man or a woman. And I don't know is it important to know whether he or she is man or woman? The fact here is that she killed people for no reason.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that in the sense that it's typically male who are mass shooters, school shooters, when a female does come into play, it is kind of like, it's a little bit more rare, just like serial killers.
Mm. The school didn't have a public safety officer on site, didn't think it was necessary. Is that going to be the line from now on? Got to have a public safety officer on duty to make the children safe.
And that's one of the other things that people argue over, whether or not there should be armed security officers, public safety officers on site. Some people don't want anyone having guns on school premises. Other people do because it is a different time. Should we have to have something like this? No, we shouldn't. But that doesn't mean we also don't need this. This is, they can, again, be mutually, they're not mutually exclusive.
Yeah, that's a good distinction. Anyway, if you are keeping track of the numbers, over 3,000 people in America have died in 500 mass killings in the past 11 years. What a disgusting disgrace.
Goodness.
Disgusting.
And they believe of her three weapons, at least two of them were obtained legally. Yeah. And she had more at home.
Scientists have identified a new potential source of water in trillions of small glass beads on the surface of the moon. This is today's NASA report. You know how I love to make those. New study of moon rock samples collected by the Chinese and shared with NASA. This is interesting. Remember when the rover went up there a couple of years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So is there a sustainable source of water up there in order to have habitat? There are. They brought back 4 pounds of dirt, and they found that they had obviously oxygen because you can't have water without oxygen. Anyway, it's pretty interesting to see. This is, by the way, not the first time water has been found in the moon. The most widely informational discovery, however, the ins and outs of what these pearls are composed of. I think that's pretty interesting. A lot of that whole business, the thesis of whether the moon was a piece of the earth at one point in time, yes, it was. And so it's bound to have some of the same properties that the earth does, right? Why wouldn't that make sense, would seem to me. All right, some people in the news. Prince Harry made a surprise visit to his homeland to appear for the court case against the publisher of the Daily Mail. Elton John was in. Let's see here. Who else went involved in this?
Elizabeth Hurley was there.
Yeah.
Sadie Frost,
Jude Law's
ex-wife.
Oh, your ex-wife, yeah. Right. So what's this all about? What is this there? Everybody's tired of the Daily Mail and what they do or allegedly do. It's like TMZ over here, right?
I think it's more of what TMZ used to be. TMZ checks their sources to make sure that they are reporting facts, where it seems like the Daily Mail is just in it for a good story, whether it's real or not.
Yeah. So Harry will likely not see William while he's there. However, he's... but where's Prince... He's gone somewhere, isn't he? Did he take... Kate Middleton is... didn't I see that someplace last week that Kate Middleton and...
I do believe they are on the road.
Oh, I thought they were one went one place and the other went the other place. I know that on the road, Kate Middleton is urging employers to support families and caregivers raising young children. There's a piece in the Financial Times in which she writes about the importance of development in the first 5 years of children's lives. Kind of like the conversation we were having with Dr. Jack Stockwell about autism and how important it is for you to be supportive nutritionally and to have a healthy environment for children to grow in. And so she writes, quote, you hear time and time again that these skills, you know, the creativity, the collaboration, the critical thinking, the flexibility, the resilience, these are the things that you will hear businesses are looking for, and that's what she says is really interesting, seeing how actually the foundations for those skills are built in the earliest years of our lives. Yeah, that's why you don't let children watch television or any video until they're well beyond their third birthday. You keep them away from it.
And even before that, but the first 3 months postpartum is kind of unofficially called the fourth trimester. That is when bonding is most important, and that closest, that skin to skin, that physical connection. And it's not just for the person who carried the baby, but all parents and guardians that are involved. Maternity leave and paternity leave should be common practices.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they return to work, there should be a little bit more assistance in childcare. And I don't mean in the sense of paying for it yourself, but have on-site options.
I think that you have said it all. So let me bring a couple of more names as we have time here. Names in the news. Yarnell Sampson announcing plans to start a scholarship fund after his son, Tyree, fell to his death from this ride in Orlando. It's called the Free Fall Attraction at Icon Park. Apparently they got money from the park, and so this ride has been taken down, as a matter of fact.
Yes,
but apparently this kid was 14 years old when he died on the ride. The father said, "We can send some young men to college to help them better themselves."
This
is what he wants to do with that money.
The story. Yeah. So it's not like his son died in vain.
Yeah. Right. Well, listen, a lot of people go to Florida for a vacation. They go to these places. They're all over the state. A Florida couple visiting Haiti, kidnapped, being held for ransom. Wow, this is something, huh? You see this?
Yeah.
Florida couple, both 33, traveling. Were abducted from, this is like the Mexican thing from last week.
Yeah, they
right?
were
sounds like the same
a,
kind of a story.
Yeah.
They were taken out of the bus, or they were just walking
around the bus? They were on the bus, and apparently the bus was stopped, and then they asked Americans to get off the bus.
Oh, great. Americans are the target now. What have we done? Jeepers crow. You try to help. Look at all the help that we've given to the Haitians after the country's basically destroyed.
But these are specific criminals, not.
Yeah, no, I know that. Yeah, yeah. They want the demand is for $200,000 a person, I guess, right? They want $200,000
per person
for these. Yeah, right. Hopefully, their families got it so they can get them away from out of harm's way. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th-gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Yes, we do have availability. Those dates for how many guests?
Andrea's Boutique Hotel is the destination to tie the knot.
Oh, you want the whole property?
She needs an assistant to catch the bookings bouquets.
249 guests, huh? And three dogs.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. Well, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Did you hear about Taco Bell's apology? Yeah, they apologized for going too far with their breakfast. Like the naked egg taco and chicken biscuit nachos? It was too much. All you need in the morning is tasty, simple food. Like the breakfast crunch wrap. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, sausage, crispy hash browns, wrapped in a warm tortilla. Or, as some call it, a breakfast crunch thing. Grab one today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only until 11 a.m. While supplies last, contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
Right.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Three after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Don't forget our daily download, focus on yesterday's program, which is what we really, Jay edits down a lot of the conversation. We put it up on the download every day. Most recent download focuses on some stories like this North Carolina church that raised money to pay off all the lunch debt in their county of children going to school. We had a lot of conversation about the tornadoes from this past weekend. We talked about Marjorie Taylor Greene going into the jail where the January 6th rioters are. We talk about Trump's legal troubles once again. Lots of discussion. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program had some great tips on things like one listener had trouble restoring an old house that he inherited, so Tom's got some good tips for that. Tips, help, information, conversation, talk that matters, get it all at gooddayshow.com all day, every day. And you can follow us on social media. Get these, by the way, get the podcast, the Good Day Download, on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and Spreaker and wherever you get your podcast, iHeart, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, speaking of iHeart, Kelly Clarkson won one of the things at the iHeart Awards, and so we have some of her. She's all over the place, right? She's doing The Voice.
Oh, yeah.
She's got a daytime show, and now she's going to Las Vegas. Details of that visit after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
This is Kelly Clarkson?
Yes.
She's fantastic.
So she's got a new album called Chemistry out. Was she a winner of one of the...
She was the original American Idol.
American Idol, that's what
I thought. Very first season.
Yep, yeah. Anyway, she said she was excited for these shows. Couldn't think of a better place to go than Las Vegas. So now she has, she didn't go out on the road since before the pandemic, right?
Well, no, but she's probably too busy. So her, going to be about 10 shows? And this is actually a really good idea, having Vegas residencies for anyone who has all these other jobs. Like, she is hosting The Voice, and she has her own television program, and all of these other deals that she's a part of, where this is, she doesn't just have to hit the road. She can let all of her fans come to her and get tickets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the tickets, by the way, Live Nation and Ticketmaster for those. When it actually is the performance? I'm looking at this and I don't see exactly.
July 29th through August 19th.
Yep. Okay. All right. So Kelly Clarkson here, there, and literally everywhere. And that's one of the things that is not happening with Clint Eastwood. There are a lot of people on social media who are talking about or speculating on Clint Eastwood because he has not been seen in public for over a year. Since he released the last movie that he was in, nobody's seen him, nobody's heard from him, and so at 92 they're wondering about the state of his health, which hopefully is okay, but you never know till you actually see somebody, right? So good thoughts for Clint Eastwood. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZ.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The two police officers who fatally shot the suspect at the Covenant School shooting in Nashville yesterday have been identified. Metropolitan Police Chief John Drake says Officer Rex Engelbert and Officer Michael Collazo fired at the 28-year-old trans man Audrey Elizabeth Hale, killing the suspect. Chief Drake believes this was a premeditated attack.
In the initial investigation, we've turned it over to the FBI. We've looked over it as well. It indicates that there was going to be shooting at multiple locations, and the school was one of them. There was actually a map of the school detailing surveillance entry points and how this was going to be carried out on this day.
The two best teams in the XFL Football League played last night. DC defeated Houston 37-26. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Don't forget about the fabulous way that we have to connect with us here using your phone. Dial up 855-999-DUG. That's 855-999-3684, and you can be heard. Okay, so what do we want to hear from people who are listening to the program, Jay?
Well, your voice for one thing, your name for another, and your thoughts on any of the topics we are covering, or maybe there's something that you think we missed, and you want to let us know what's up.
What's up? 855-999-DUG. All right, here we are at 34 at the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program, March 28th. Jay Kirshner and Doug with the good news, a survey of 2,000 Americans delving into their sentiments around environmentalism found that a significant majority, 7 out of 10, feel they become more ethically responsible as they've gotten older. Over the past year or so, adults have been taking small steps in their everyday lives to do what some people think is the right thing. I don't know who determines what the right thing is.
Well, I think we see a lot of this green. The single-use plastic bottles are not as in use. They still are. They definitely
right.
still exist.
Yeah.
A lot of people are making the conscious decision to not use straws.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of reusing hand-me-down clothes or toys. There are groups on social media where people in your own neighborhood, if they have any lightly used items that are still in really great shape, they post them for other people to come and get. They can either have it free or they can pay a very small price. And not only are you getting quality items, they're being reused and at a really
good
cost.
There's good business in it.
Yeah.
There are a lot of recycled clothing stores. My grandson, Jasper, has not had one piece of new clothing on his body since he was born. And there isn't one toy in the house that hasn't been used by either his older cousin Miles or other cousins in the family or other friends, people that they know. Not one.
That's great.
I'm pleased with my son because he and his wife are, I don't like the word conscious, but you know what I'm saying. They're over responsible. There's just common sense. Makes good sense. Why would you want to? And he grew up around that with me to the point where he used to tease me about it. I don't throw a lot of stuff away if I think it has some reuse. If it can be used for something else, anything else, let's make sure we use it. And so I think that's a good thing. Why not? What do you have to have? And people say, oh, I don't want some dirty kid's clothes. Wash them.
Yeah, that's different.
It's wash machines. That's what they're for. Put them on the wash machine. Ivanka's dad, Ivanka, the daughter, I love these headlines, right? Ivanka Trump breaks her social media silence. So, what's the inference? She was going to write something about her father? Nope. She wished her son a happy birthday.
That's
but the
wonderful.
Headlines, Ivanka Trump breaks her social media.
Well, that was, honestly, though, with Ivanka, that was smart for her to kind of go silent because it's one of those,
yeah.
darned if you do, you darned if you don't. She
Correct.
She said anything on any topic, people would come for her. If she posted or tweeted about anything other than the topics people want her to address, people come for her for being, not ignorant, that's not the right word I'm looking for, but you know what I mean. So
mm-hmm.
sometimes it's just, okay, fine, I'm just going to have a little bit of a silence for right now. And not post anything.
Yeah. From the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file, did you know popcorn can pop up to 3 feet into the air?
Oh, that's cool.
Keep the top off and watch it go ba-boing. There it goes. 3 feet. Transforming from kernel to puff. These are small little corn grains. They don't usually fly straight up, though. They usually go, you know, when they expand, they go.
Yeah.
You took the lid off, they go everywhere.
Yeah.
Right. That would be kind of fun to just try that once. You'd only do it once, but doing it once is fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, by the way, some of the popcorn that you can get today puffs up to 40 times its original size. And that happens if it's a pressurized cooker. It'll make the popcorn bigger. I don't know why they don't do that. Some of the, when you go to the movies, that's when although I have a big bag of popcorn downstairs on the refrigerator, I don't eat it very much. I don't eat it at home, but I like it at the theater. The problem is when you go to the AMC theaters, their popcorn's awful. There's some other, have you ever noticed that about the chain? Some of the chain popcorn is better than others.
At movie theaters?
Yeah.
Okay. To be honest, I can't say the last time I had movie theater popcorn. I'm more of a nachos kind of gal myself.
What, do you eat those when you go to the movies?
The nachos? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. How much popcorn do you suppose is consumed every year by Americans?
100 million pounds.
14 billion quarts of popcorn
was
consumed last year. Okay. Let's see here. 350 million pounds of popcorn were grown in Nebraska last year. Biggest state for popcorn corn. General Mills patented the first microwave popcorn bag in 1981. So there you have all the news about popcorn that you need or maybe you don't need. In a moment,
Uri. No, you wanted to know.
Exactly. In a moment, Uri is going to join us. First, the... we were talking about the Disney, or there's a couple of places where there was a danger down in Florida. Be careful. Well, here's another one. This is a four-year-old falling off a chairlift at a ski resort in Montana. What the hell is a four-year-old doing on a chairlift to begin with? I guess whether the father is with the father talking about this, about his child fell about 15 feet off of one of those, the ski, what's you might call it?
The ski lift, tragic.
Yeah. So they were riding
in the have something that holds you in. Some of those are just, it's like a bench. You just sit down
that
and
would
you kind
be
of
a
just
law.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you have thought there'd be a law? Anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah? Right. Anyway, the father and the toddler shared a chair. He had another child in another chair. They're watching the chair, and this the swings went back and forth because apparently it was windy. And so, but they're lucky because sometimes it's 40, 50 feet off the ground.
But still, isn't this child dead?
Yeah.
So tragic. That's just heartbreaking.
Yep. What is that old business about being where? All right. 41 after the hour. Uri Geller joins us from Israel in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of your boat cruising along the intercoastal. And there's the sound of the prop hitting a really big rock. And now the sound of waves. Because the engine stopped. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with the multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale starts now with limited quantity deals on select performance PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Save on select essential accessories plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
All right, so we now have a technical problem again with Uri and our connection to Israel. I was asking him about what's going on. Have you seen the stories, Jay, of the mass? It's the news of the day over there is the support for Netanyahu apparently has gone off of the edge, and now there's protesting in the streets,
yeah,
all kinds
of battle for democracy.
Yeah. So what brings this, you know, you think about this and what it is about Israel. This is the smallest, well, not the smallest, one of the smallest countries in the world, to be sure. And the things that are, that befall it, maybe because it's so progressive, it does have, I find it fascinating. You know, I've been there 5 times. Netanyahu delayed some judicial reforms, and so there were lots of protests in the streets. Matter of fact, I just saw a picture of a protest in the street of the hotel where I was staying when I was there back in December.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they've got so much unrest there. Another reflection of what's going on in the world. There's unrest everywhere. Every place you go, every country you visit. That's one of the things, you know, all these countries that depend on having tourism, and people don't want to go there because there's so much unrest. Nobody goes to Venezuela anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. Look at even going to Mexico. I don't know why people want to go to Mexico, but that sort of thing. Anyway, there was yesterday a full day of demonstrations all around Israel, and that's because the main labor union called off a strike. Netanyahu said that he'd delay his overhaul of the judiciary until the next parliamentary session. It was one of those things, kind of like executive decision. Thousands and thousands of people were in the street yesterday because Netanyahu fired the defense minister, who apparently was a very popular guy. I didn't know this fellow, didn't recognize his name. But anyway, they continued today, apparently, as long as the legislation continues and isn't shelved. One of the leaders of the protest movement, Dr. Shmikma Bressler, said that he and his coalition colleagues, mostly college professors, that sort of thing, who don't like, you know, Netanyahu's very conservative, and college professors seem to, all over the world, be interested in, you know, more of the liberal side of political thinking. So, anyway, that's one of the things I was going to ask Hurry about. He's such a positive thinker that I wanted to get his
spin. It's been good to get his take.
Yep. All right, here's the story of Aaron Frank Cole, who's 59 years old, charged with the murder of Dominique Lucas. These people were on a bus in Las Vegas. And so the grand jury yesterday saw the video showing this guy stabbing another passenger on the bus. And nobody knew why. It's just one of those things. Another random act of violence. And that's why I said what I just did about the world being in as much chaos as it is with all of this violence. Can we survive as a species? Are we so violent that we will not be able to survive? I think that's a question that's on lots of people's minds as we look ahead and hear stories about, you know, what can happen to the, you know, I've made it no secret, the discussion of the health of soils, not only in our country, but around the world. There was a study done by one of the farming groups that suggests if we don't change the way we treat soils, the soils will be no good in 60 years. We won't be able to grow a thing. So then what happens? We're all dead. Right? It's that bad. Thanks to Monsanto and some of these other companies that are trying now, because Roundup has been outlawed so many different places, there's a new thing made out of a product called Paraquat that's just as bad, if not worse, that's being sprayed around. So you eat the stuff that's grown in soils, is treated with that, you get it in your system,
you inhale
creates
it
cancer, kills you. Yeah, right. Okay, so here is the story of 11-year-old twin brothers who steered an SUV off an Ohio highway after their mother, who was driving the SUV, had a seizure. Wow, quick thinking. Good for them. Jordan and Jermel Taylor are the two people in the focus here. They leapt into action when their mother experienced a medical emergency while traveling down south near Massillon, Ohio. She has epilepsy. She was driving the twins to their grandmother's house, and she had an attack.
And it's amazing they knew what to do.
Yeah, they did know it, so they were trained, obviously. The mother, being a conscious soul, said, this is what happens. If this happens, then you do this. So they did. They saved their lives and her life by pulling the car over and stopping it. Proud of her son she is. Grateful they stopped the car and stepped up when they did, of course. Apparently they like to ride go-karts, so they know how to drive them. So they figured out how to drive the car.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And here he is, the star of Movie Moments on the Good Day program, and an extra in Rocky. He played a fence post. Chuck Curry is here on the Good Day program, Movie Moments. All right, our movie man, Chucker, he didn't really play a fence post. I was being facetious. Every once in a while, Chucker plays an important role in lots of people's lives. It actually does that every day here. Right? Right.
I'm trying my best, Doug.
Help yourself. Why are we playing Rocky? Why?
This is interesting. This day in movie history, March 20, 1977, Rocky won the Oscar for Best Picture, which to me is still one of the great American success stories of all time. The rise of Sylvester Stallone from an unknown, wrote a script, got it produced. It became a great motion picture that made a lot of money and still spans pop culture annals 40-something years later. But here's the thing. Think about this. This is the movies that were nominated that night for Best Picture. Rocky, All the President's Men, Network, Bound for Glory, and Taxi Driver.
Yep.
Any one of those films would easily win a Best Picture nomination in the last 10 years. Any one of those. That's the quality difference between filmmaking now and filmmaking back in 1976. Which Rocky sort of surprised some people, because I think a lot of people thought Network would win the Oscar for Best Picture. Rocky was a little bit of an underdog upset, which is pretty fitting. But that was a great night, great telecast, and I love that movie. So
I agree.
Glad it won.
Yep.
Yeah.
100%. Kiefer Sutherland has a new TV series streaming on Paramount Plus called Rabbit Hole.
Yeah, I see him promoting it. Yeah, you know, I can't help it, Doug. When I see him promoting anything, first thing I say to myself, why can't this be 24?
I know. Well, but the main character
it almost feels like, I don't know, it feels like it feels like he's coming over not for dinner but for dessert. That's the way it feels to me, because I want Jack Bauer back.
All right. He plays an espionage agent who's framed for murder.
Yeah.
8 episodes with the streaming date, I think, is either now or pretty soon. I don't have Paramount Plus. Do you?
I do.
Oh, all right. Well,
yeah, I can watch it.
I have a few others, but I never watch it anyway.
I want to point this out.
Yeah.
It was announced that Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, which is the next Indiana Jones, the last one, which Harrison Ford will play Indiana Jones, will make its premiere most likely at the Cannes Film Festival, either screen on May 17th or May 18th. Now, you first would say, okay, wow, this is probably a really good film. Having said that, Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull premiered at the Cannes Film Festival back in 2008 to a 4-minute standing ovation, which proves that there were a lot of delusional people for 4 minutes standing back in 2008, because unfortunately that movie was a massive disappointment. Even though it got good reviews, the public did not like that movie, including myself. Very disappointing. I hope this one is good. I really do.
Brie Larson has revealed who she's playing on the next Fast and Furious.
Okay, let me hold my breath. Who's she playing?
What? She was in Captain Marvel, wasn't she?
Yes, I like her. She's very polarizing. Well, she won an Oscar. She won it because people either dig her or they just don't like her at all. I like her. I sort of like her. I don't know.
She's playing a character called Tess in Fast X. And she said that
she's 10.
Yeah, right, exactly. She said, apparently, Mr. Nobody's daughter. I forget who Mr. Nobody is.
Me too. He must be nobody.
Wasn't there a Bob Odenkirk? Didn't he do a movie called either Nobody or Mr.
Nobody
or something a year or two ago?
That was a really good movie. Actually, that movie
was a good movie.
That was really good. He was good. I like him a lot. Yeah. One other thing, the Ben Affleck-directed movie Air, which is the story of Nike and Michael Jordan's sneaker, which comes out, I believe, Wednesday. Getting great reviews.
Well, how can it not when it's got both these guys, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, have been friends since they were four years old.
Good cast.
And the cast looks very good. So, I mean, then the story is worth telling. I saw a couple of the trailers. Affleck looks silly. He's got a wig on.
Yeah.
He looks.
And it's a non-superhero movie, which is good, no?
Hooray! Sarah for non-superhero movies. We do. We need more Kiefer Sutherland stuff. Yeah. We need 24. Back with 24. All right. Thank you, Chucker. You're a delight. A breath of fresh air, as they say. You should run for something like Congress. You'd be a good congressperson.
Senator.
Make a lot of noise there, everybody. All right, that's the end of this hour of the Good Day program. 59 past, in matter of fact.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.